good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the La Porte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, May 18th, 2025. We thank you for joining us. We've got a little bit of everything for you today. We hope your spring, it's not quite summer yet, we hope your spring is doing well. We're seeing that people are getting gardens in and whatnot. We're a little dark and rainy this morning here, expecting rain here in Colorado, but we need that, and that's a good thing. We start out with the pistol prayer. We hope you are prayed up. We do our best to encourage you to make sure that you start your day off with your prayers. We pray this. It's a type of imprecatory prayer, but we see it coming true, so we're going to stick with it. At least I am. I hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, and send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. And I want to talk a little bit about that eventually today, but I think that we see victory in areas. We really do. The times that we live in, the times, they are interesting times, perilous times, if you would. Put a couple of these, this next little graphic together. Job 37:6 says, he, meaning God, of course, directs the snow to fall on the earth and tells the rain to pour down. And I think that as we see some of that, it ties in, I think, with Matthew 24:14, that talks about the signs of the times, the things that are going on. We remember those scriptures where Jesus said, you can tell that summer's coming. The buds are on the trees, and you know, it's that way now. The cottonwoods are starting to bloom. We see the pear trees, the apple trees, the blooms are out. And so we know, hey, it's springtime, and summer's around the corner. It's coming. We can tell that. But the warning that Jesus gave was, he said, you can tell you see the weather. You know when it's sun in the morning what the weather's going to be, or in the evening, but you don't know what's going on around you. And when we have, and I want to talk about these devastating storms that have just rolled across the Midwest these last few days, and still scheduled for the next few days, the potential. But these things that happen, these signs of the times, I think they're happening. I think it's God saying, hello, hello, I'm trying to wake you up. It's not Mother Nature. It's not a harp. It's not these other things that are causing this. But the Word says that God causes these things. And His Word says that He does all things, you know, for our benefit, to reprimand, to have His glory declared throughout all the land. There's many different reasons that these things happen, but we sure had them this week. So I want to talk a little bit about that. These devastating storms. I don't know if you saw it through the news. It was like down on, we used to say page 4 or 5. We don't get the print news anymore, but you bring it up on your computer, it was 3 or 4 pages down, 3 or 4 screens down. And I think that lets you know that, you know, to the media, to the world, storms happen. Got a few pictures for you. We'll get through them as well. But monstrous tornado outbreak kills dozens across Kentucky, Missouri, spawning devastating damage. Tornado outbreak swept across the Ohio Valley on Friday night, leaving at least 24 dead. I think that counts up to 21. Rescue crews frantically searching neighborhoods left in ruins. Officials in Kentucky still surveying damage, provided varying estimates on the number of people impacted. 5 killed in St. Louis, and thunderstorms also impacted southern Indiana and Illinois. Several counties south of Interstate 70 were placed under tornado warnings. And Brother Zach called Jason and let him know they were expecting 90 to 100 mile an hour winds and devastating hail. He got his family down in the basement. He texted back later that they were fine. In talking to him yesterday, he said there's lots of storm damage around in his area. He's in Michigan. And that's part of his work. He works in cleaning a lot of that up. But lots of damage. Saw this headline, 21 dead. And that was a picture of one of the tornadoes, not just little twisters coming around, but massive tornadoes that have come around. And then this next one was a graphic of, you see how far-reaching it was, severe thunderstorms. And this was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Boy, talk about the Midwest. It's there. And, you know, we pray against these. We pray for protection in them. If you've ever been in some of these devastating storms, it's not just a little rain. It's not just a little hail. I saw some videos, massive oak trees just split in half, uprooted, homes completely gone. Anyway, we'll go through a few of these pictures. Some of these pictures from, you know, you see here's whole old neighborhoods. Just complete destruction. You can kind of see from the bottom left toward the upper right the path of that the tornado took, and just destruction all along it. There in Kentucky, this next one was one of the life flight helicopters. The hangar was destroyed. The helicopter was in the hangar. There was lots of destruction at the airports there, and changes everything. Changes everything. I'm sure the people are thankful to be alive. Hopefully they are. I'm hoping that things like this, when they happen, you know, our prayer is that it draws people, draws families closer together to help them remember what's important and what's not, as well as draws them closer to God when they are spared through it. Just total destruction. And I would hope that we are not so hard-hearted that we just gloss over it and say, oh, well, yeah, you know, storms happen. But that we pray for those that are his. We pray. I thought this headline was interesting. Twister terror strikes the heartland. And, of course, major damage left behind. But that's how many people look at it. It is an absolute terror. But it's a terror that we can pray to our God to be delivered from, to be saved from. A couple more pictures. I think these last couple were from St. Louis. Saw some of this here, just the complete side of a house. Yeah, just that one, the whole roof was taken off. I think the next one is some of the neighborhoods in St. Louis. Again, just... you know, it wasn't just this town or that town. And this was over the course of 4 days. It was, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday that this was happening. And then the, I guess it was the airport got hit, too. The airport got hit. I didn't see any major damage on vehicles, but parking garages and so major economic impact with that. And then this last picture was just, again, another it appeared to me a very well-to-do neighborhood, a little cul-de-sac, very large houses, pretty well-to-do. And, it may be that those people thought that they had it, that they didn't have a care in the world. But these storms that came, they hit the poor parts of St. Louis, and they hit the real nice parts of Kentucky and different places as well. And so just as God is not a respecter of persons, these storms, when they come through. So Remnant, I would encourage you, we did offer up prayers Wednesday night for those that were his, with the threat of these storms coming. And, as almost two dozen dead, and as these families and towns and communities are just digging out, they're still pulling people out of wreckage and doing assessments. I would encourage you to keep those people in your prayers, to add them to your prayers. You can't go wrong there. You can't. And like I said at the beginning, the times that we're in are perilous times. We see maybe we talk a little bit about maybe the economy and trade and things might be getting a little better. And that's great if they are. That's great if they are, but like Paul wrote, in good times and bad, whether we have plenty or whether we're in need, we do need to be content. And I just can't help but think that part of what we are to be doing is praying for these, certainly for those that are his. The people that are impacted may never know, and you may never meet those people. But in the grand scheme of things, in God's eyes, I certainly think it's what we are to be doing, even in these perilous times. And I think these storms are signs of the times. And another signs of the time that I think that we've talked about in the past, but it just sure seems to still be there, is just the hopelessness of our society as they are apart from God. Saw this headline this week: suicide rates been on the rise. They backed off just a little bit, but suicide, the leading cause of death in the U.S., ranked 11th overall. And certain groups experience a disproportionately high suicide rate, including American Indian, Alaska Native, and white populations. You know, you don't hear a lot about the white population in this country, unless it's, oh, they need to pay reparations to the black populations, or they're the cause for all the problems, things like that. But again, in our people, suicide, one of the leading killers, one of the leading, and then when you break it on down into youth and it's higher than any other group, and even in the elderly, it's higher than any other group, and that's suicide in the white population in the United States. And it's because we've turned our back on God. We saw that happen in the European nations after the prosperity, after the rebuilding of World War II, that they just became as liberal and socialistic as they could be. And they turned their back on God, and they have been all but destroyed. The European nations have been invaded. We know that. And their culture has been all but destroyed. And it's almost like God is saying, you know, America, see what your sister did over there? See what your cousins did over there? They turned their back on me, and now they're paying the price. And now we have that option to continue doing that. And it sure seems like that's, you know, we're seeing the wrath of God in these storms, in suicide. His word is still there. I've got this. We could show this. I've seen this before, and I can print this out and send it to you. Maybe we'll do that sometime. But, 30 Bible verses talking about the signs of the end times. And, no, you don't have to have a degree in theology and talk about how it's impacting the land of the Israeli and blah, 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 all that over there. No, that's a falsehood. That's smoke and mirrors. That's the Antichrist that has infiltrated our society and our seminaries and teach a twisted gospel, a twisted prophecy. It is. Boy, sure seemed to be in Matthew a lot. This next slide is Matthew 24:44. And I think it's a good reminder for all of us to just be ready. To be ready. We prepare for winter in the summer. We prepare for summer, hopefully over the winter and in the spring, whether it's gardens or things at home, your food and water and safety. But we prepare and we be ready. Matthew 24:44 says, therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And I think we see these things that happen in our life to prepare us. Sometimes storms come when you don't expect them. Sometimes health issues come when you don't expect them. Job issues, job loss, moving, again, these storms, things happen when you're not expecting them and you have to deal with them. It's best if you're prepared and ready for them, like the wise virgins were. They were ready. They were prepared and they were ready. And that's how we are to be, whether it's a tornado storm or the actual coming of the Son of Man. Because we just don't know when it's going to be. Well, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. tons of information there. It gets updated all the time. The broadcast schedule is there, the archives, and the SFAW Newswire. Excuse me. So if you've got current events or breaking news happening in your neck of the woods, you desire to share them with us and want to share them with the remnant, you can email them. You see the email there. You can email jason@sfaw.org. We'll do our best to share them with the remnant to get them posted up on the Newswire. And we encourage you to check there. And again, remnant, this network website is for you. It's to have information for you to be able to share, for you to be able to share it with others and point others there as well. So we hope you use that, sfawbn.com. A couple more scripture verses, and I think there is a cause and effect. We'll try to end up on a little bit of good news this morning. We'll go to 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. We talk about this periodically. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2 says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings, excuse me, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And see, there's a cause and effect there. Paul writes to Timothy and he says, pray for those in authority. I know it's against the world. It seems like it's just backwards of what we ought to be doing. We ought to be cursing these people. But he says, pray for them. He says, God desires all to come to his truth. And it is so that we can lead, he says, peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. And I think more of that has been happening. I encourage you to put that in your prayers. Certainly you can pray as Psalms 109 is, and if you know about that one. You certainly can pray, but, you know, our job is to pray for it. God does the judgment. He absolutely does. And I think when we bring it before our Heavenly Father, that judgment ensues. We've got some different leadership in much of the nation, and I think we're seeing some positive changes. Just wanted to go over a few of those. Some changes from Health and Human Services that we've been talking about for quite a while. Their new guidelines, the COVID shots are being removed from the childhood schedule. So they're not putting that in with the way too many childhood shots already. The FDA is removing prescription fluoride tablets for children from the market. They're conducting the first comprehensive review of baby formula since 1998. Bringing domestic baby food formula manufacturing back to the U.S. Now, I think there's a more natural way. There is a better way to take care of that, but be that what it is. And then President Trump has issued an executive order with essential steps to bring down the cost of prescription drugs. Now, I hate prescription drugs as much as anybody. I do. But it's unfortunate that that's where so many in our nation are. That's, you know, we're down in the pig pen like the prodigal, and that's part of it. It is. And it's bad enough that we have so many of our people are on them, but then to add insult to injury, the prices are just outrageous. And so that is being addressed as well. I also saw this, that there are fewer overdose deaths. As suicide has increased, but overdose deaths, the opioid crisis, that's backed off, that it's lowered. 30,000 fewer U.S. drug overdose deaths in 24 than the year before. The largest one-year decline ever recorded. An estimated 80,000 people died from overdoses the previous year, according to Provisional Centers for CDC and Prevention. And that's down 27% from 110,000 in 2023. And so I think that's better. Now, they say a lot of it is, better treatment and Narcan being available, which is like not really an antidote, but it stops the effects. If you can get with someone fast enough, if they are overdosing, things like that. And so it's not all doom and gloom. It's not all God's wrath. being poured out on this nation. Because there are those that are, like we've said, Bible sales. Last report I saw, they were still up. And that's good. That's good. When people are reading this, Brother Zach's got a great message for you today along those same lines. People are turning back to God. Some are. The remnant are. And I think it's because, well, you are praying and we are praying. And our God hears and answers those prayers. Well, my last one this morning for you, my last verse, comes from the book of Psalms. It says, "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light." And I think that's a great acknowledgement that we give to our God, that it is He who gives us what we need, who keeps our, as it says, our lamp burning and turns the darkness that comes into our lives into light. Well, Remnant, thanks for joining us this morning. Stay tuned. We've got a great Timeless Pulpit message. I doubt many of you have seen. I know I just saw it this week. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. And then, like I said, a brand new message from Brother Zach. And so we'll be back with more. Stay tuned. God bless.
Arise. So friends, take this warning. believe in his son. The promise he's given, it may be your last. For horsemen are riding, they're coming at last. For horsemen are riding, they're riding so fast. Judgment is coming when the harvest is past.